This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Right, evening, everybody. What is going on? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
Joining us in this. How is your biscuit?
She's her biscuit. She need a biscuit.
It's not a biscuit in her mouth. Wait.
Okay, boys.
Wait.
She was like totally trying to, like, you were trying to pass it off with her.
I know.
Kira, did you spit that out or swallow it?
She's still swallowing.
Oh, she's still swallowing. Brian is also in the studio with us. Let's give him a big round of applause. Absolutely. Brian comes in every week and he... You done now, Kira?
I'm done, yeah.
What was that? Was it chocolate?
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I was watching it the whole time. I was like, if she's not going to eat that, I'm going to have that.
I know.
I have some grapes, Brian.
No, I don't want your fucking grapes.
All right, fair enough. That's what was in Kira's mouth. Wait. As in grapes, because they're like balls. But anyway, look, Brian, you come in every week and it's always very exciting because you give us the inside track on what is going on with all of the films.
Are you done fixing your face there as well?
Kira, do you want to put on some makeup? Do you want to go to the bathroom? Do you want to straighten your hair?
What were the two movies, Brian? Sorry.
The two films were The Martian with Matt Damon, the big kind of space thing.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. 9 out of 10. The other one is The Walk. That's the kind of biopic thing set in the 70s with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's not great. 6 out of 10. If you are going to watch it, just watch it for Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's disappointing because that had Oscar written all over it.
It did. Mm. It really did. It really, really did. And if it gets nominated, I tell you what, I'll be shocked because it's pretty bad. But then again, Yanks are weird. Like, they love that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
I can't understand the fascination with this guy.
It's an interesting story, but I think it's the kind of thing might be a little bit politically...
Pretentious people like it.
No, but it's the kind of thing that I think if 9/11 hadn't happened, this guy would have kind of completely...
Okay, his name's because he did it with the Twin Towers.
Yeah, they make a point in the film that, like, wow, you know, New Yorkers absolutely hated this building, but now that they've seen you walk between it, they kind of love it now. So it's like...
Okay, fair enough. I guess there is something probably weirdly sentimental about the Twin Towers, you're right, especially in America. But look, Brian... Tell you what, this is going to drive me mental because you gave us a film quiz, or you gave us a quiz. I like when you do this. Sometimes it's TV, sometimes it's film. Tonight it was TV. Mm-hmm. So explain to me what's going on here with this quiz.
I have 5 audio clips and I basically need to name, I need you to name the TV show that it was from.
I mean, that seems fair enough.
Yeah.
But Kieran and I did not do so well tonight.
No,
so,
I'm surprised because I kind of thought
there's one that's going to really wreck our heads. So let's just get down to it.
Okay. Yeah. Here's clip number one. What TV is this from? What TV show? No one ever won. And it is, of course, Pokemon.
Yeah.
I also like with a lot of these, Brian has caught it before it says it, if you get me. Because in a lot of these TV themes, I was actually waiting for when they say the name of the show, but Brian is testing us tonight.
You could totally work out to that, though, couldn't you?
You could, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Here's clip number 2.
Yeah, what? You're virgins.
Well, we are. What TV show is this from? I really like that, whatever, guitar-y kind of... It's lovely. So what era
was
this?
I thought it was going to break into Who's the Boss.
You were very close. Do you remember a TV show called Family Ties with Michael J. Fox?
I've heard of it.
That's it.
All right, well, there you go. That was Family Ties.
Yeah.
I don't think I heard of that. All right, as in I've heard of it. I've never seen an episode of it.
No, me neither.
All right, here is clip number 3. What TV show is this from? Okay, hold on.
Now, Chris and I said Frasier, we said Seinfeld.
Let's try another few guesses. We have to know this.
What's the one with Elaine and they all live in the apartment?
Seinfeld.
It's not Seinfeld. That's what I keep on coming back to. Frasier, Seinfeld.
I thought it was Frasier or
just
Seinfeld.
It's not Frasier.
No, give me a goddamn hint. Name me some of the actors that are in it.
Oh, God. Peter Boyle. No.
Trainspotting.
No.
The Rugrats theme.
No.
Okay, just tell us, Brian.
Okay, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Damn it!
Oh, God's sake.
Damn it!
Yeah, but if you hear the Frasier theme tune, I can see why you would make that kind of mistake because they're very, very similar. Can you get it up there?
Yeah, I can always get it up. I don't know what you've heard. I'm always able to get it up. All right, here's the Frasier theme tune.
It's
very jazzy and very whatever. Yeah.
Hear the blues are calling, toss salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused.
Yeah, that's the Frasier theme. And then, Kira, I can see why you thought it was the Seinfeld theme, because that's this. With the, you know, the bass and all that.
Yeah, but when I was saying Seinfeld, I was getting Frasier and Seinfeld mixed up in my head.
Yeah. All right. So anyway,
what's the deal?
Why does Brian M. Lloyd always talk about those movies?
And he's like, I'm on here and I'm talking.
And you're talking about movies. What's the deal with those Brian M. Lloyds?
That's like, why are you talking about it?
Why do you go to the movies to get popcorn? Right, here's clip number 4. Is this...
I thought it was...
Danger Mouse!
There you go!
Damn it!
Why?
Damn it! It's Danger Mouse. Greatest. He's fantastic. God damn it!
I really thought you would have got that.
It was on the tip of my tongue. He's amazing. He's the strongest, he's the quickest, he's the... All right, great. Good man, Chris. Getting it now. But, right. So anyway, this was the final clip. Which was Entourage. All right, well, Jesus. Is that you too or something?
No. Jane's Addiction.
All right. Whatever. Wow. That was awful. We did poorly. Like, I don't get me wrong, I won and all that.
You won, Chris.
Yeah.
Take it. Let's just take it.
It was still poor, though, on both of our parts.
I thought I made those nice and broad, like.
Yeah, well, look, you did, but I guess we just weren't able for it. We just need basically things that were on RTE2 when we were children.
I tell you what, I actually went looking for, like, they are hard to come by.
Yeah, no, I'd imagine.
They are hard to come
by. No, also, you need to challenge us. Brian, you were dead right to do what you did. We just didn't get the result we wanted, but that's not our fault. Or sorry, that's not your fault. That's ours. And I take full responsibility, but look, maybe next week. Hey, Brian, you always as well give us a tiebreaker, which I do enjoy. So if there had been need for a tiebreaker, this would have been it.
This was a team tune,
yeah,
but it has been messed with in a certain way. And I need the name of the TV show that it was from.
Okay. May I have your attention, please? Oh. Attention, please. Thomas. Well, the real one. It's Thomas the Tank Engine. Oh, these are amazing. You've never heard this?
Not this one. Y'all act like you've never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the
floor like Pam. Like Tommy just burst in the door and started whooping her ass. This always works.
So
it
good.
Really does.
No matter what rap a cappella you put Thomas's Tank Engine song with, it sounds really good. And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love him. Man, it works. It really does. Wow, that's amazing. Look, Brian, I mean, I love it when you come in, when you tell us about everything that's going on in the film world.
So good.
It's amazing. Look, Brian, your Twitter is at BrianMLLOYD, at BrianMLLOYD. Go online, give him a follow. As always, thank you for your movie expertise. This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.